This week's open house interview is presented by Weichert. Invite us in. We'll bring results.
All right, we're now honored to be joined on set live by a very busy man. And, of course, that's Jets GM John Idzik. Nice way to go into the bye, right, with a thrilling victory over the New Orleans Saints.
It sure is. It sure is a great way to go into the bye. And it's a good way to go into any week, but to savor it for a little bit longer sure feels nice.
How would you assess your team's performance now after nine games?
Well, ultimately, the measure is our record, 5-4. We would have liked to won a few more games, but we're built on competition, and I think we've done that. We've done that really through the off season. We took it in training camp, and the first half of the regular season. I think that's what our fans are seeing. They're witnessing our guys will compete right down to the end.
What has impressed you most about this team? You mentioned the competition. That's something you talked about since day one, and I think you've gotten that. But what jumps out at you?
Well, the other element is really just building a cohesive team, a cohesive unit. And it was pretty apparent to us early on this offseason that we have a pretty special group of guys. And I think as our fans and our people get to know us better, they'll feel that too, that they genuinely like each other. They play for each other, and they back each other up. So if one man goes down, next guy comes in, and everyone supports that individual. We've seen that with newcomers coming into the building; they sense it too. So I think it makes it a little easier for somebody coming in to just buy into the program and become a viable member.
You guys are always trying to achieve excellence, but what are some areas where you would like to see some improvements?
Well, obviously, our consistency over the season and within a game, we've been on a bit of a seesaw so far this regular season. So we'd like to be a little bit more consistent just in our performance. And I think some of that comes with being a relatively young team. We've assembled a lot of new parts here this year, starting with me and our coaching staff. Of course, our starting lineups, our 53-man roster. There's a lot of new faces to the Jets. So I think that's a factor in us really learning each other, going through these experiences together. We're witnessing some of that and a little bit of the inconsistencies. But I'd hope that we'd improve on that as time goes forward.
You mentioned the coaching staff. What do you think about the job Rex Ryan and his unit has done?
Well, he's done a great job. The staff has done a great job. As I just mentioned, we have a lot of new faces in that locker room. And we have new faces on the staff, too. Three new coordinators, five new offensive coaches, two new defensive coaches, new special teams coach. So at every single facet, we've had change. And yet, we feel like we've been together for quite some time. And it's just been natural. The staff supports each other. We've learned to adjust on the fly and see how we can win games. And again, I think our fans are witnessing that.
External expectations before the season. I know Rex talks about it because people inside the locker room have been asked about it, saying, hey, listen, a lot of folks said the Jets ranked 32nd overall and they're not going to be much of a team. But you mentioned the newness of the team, of the staff and the players. I think you have six or seven new defensive starters. And then yesterday, what caught my eye, in that second half, in a game that you would eventually take down the New Orleans Saints, you were working with three of your top receivers where guys weren't even here.
That's right.
At the beginning of the month.
That's correct.
And then the tight end position as well. So, I mean, that just says something about, I think, not only the guys you have in the room, but the guys coaching them up as well.
No doubt. They've been subject to a lot of change. We missed Jeff Cumberland yesterday. Zach Sudfeld has only been here a couple weeks, and he steps in and has significant playing time yesterday. And of course, Conrad helps out with his experience in the system. But as you mentioned, brand new wideouts coming in a matter of a week or two, and they were ready to play. And we felt confident about that. And we were going down the stretch against a guy like Drew Brees, and both of our Sam backers are down. And in comes practice roster promotion in Troy Davis. And he does a nice job. And Ricky Sapp comes in late, and he holds down the fort. So that is definitely a tribute to our coaches, also to the players. We've preached to them that no matter where you are present day on the roster, you have to prepare to play as though you're going to play. Prepare as though you're going to start. And they've taken it to heart, and they've witnessed, too, that you can be a practice roster player and in an instant be promoted and out on the field playing. So I think it's a tribute to our staff and also the caliber of players and how important it is to them that we have in the roster, on the roster so far.
You took Geno Smith in the second round, number 39 overall. He's been your starter since day one. Now he's got 9 games under his belt. What have you seen from him, and has he shown enough to say he's my guy going forward?
Well, when we look forward, and I know some may get tired of hearing this, but I think it really has served us well. We look forward to the next day. We look forward to the next week, ultimately the next game. So we will begin preparation for Buffalo. Of course, we're going to take a little breather at the bye, which is well-deserved. Comes at a great time midway through the season. Geno is our guy going into Buffalo. And that's the mentality we take. That's the mentality Geno takes, too. And I think it serves him well and everybody around him. But what we've seen from Geno is, one, his competitive fire that he has, that he's never say die as well. It's a reflection of our team. And he, in a short period of time, in 9 regular season weeks, he has experienced a lot. He's gone from, a comeback victory to a nationally televised short week game, playing very well, and then to a certain point, then a rough ride with some turnovers, and then turning it around and beating a very competitive team such as New Orleans. So he has experienced a lot in a short time with the Jets, and we're very impressed with how he's handled the highs and lows. He's a very even-keeled guy, which I think is critical for that position.
What about your first draft class here with the Jets as a whole, and how they've played here early in their respective careers?
Well, so far so good. I mean, again, we're young, we're learning, but I think they've taken to our staff and what we want to accomplish here. Several of them have been pushed into starting duties and significant playing time. They've handled that very well. D has been in, and then he's taken a step back, and now we feel like he's stepping forward again. So Sheldon, he's hit the ground running. Brian has assumed a starting role. We've already talked about Geno, and we've got 2 developing offensive linemen that we feel have promise. They are showing a lot in practice. And then Tommy is has been very versatile for us. He's been a plug and play for us at fullback. So We're very pleased with our draft class so far.
You've worked everywhere in the National Football League as far as a position concerned, so you're no stranger in any department. But has anything surprised you here in your first year as GM?
Not really surprised. I think the biggest change would be the demands on time. So when you're in different areas, be it coaching or scouting or contracts, football administration, I've always kind of bridged a lot of those, but there's a concentration. At the GM level, there's a lot coming across your desk. So I think the demands on my time has been the biggest adjustment so far.
A lot of folks have said throughout the years they take advantage of the bye week by doing a self-scout. Is that something you all will do here? And can you tell people at home what a self-scout means?
Sure, of course. In fact, we started that Friday. As a pro staff, sat down, we went player for player, and that's not only the players that are currently on our active roster and practice squad, but it's anyone who's touched our roster throughout this season. So we'll go back and evaluate those players just as though they were free agents, grading them as though they were free agents. And we did that this morning, actually, with the coaching staff as well. So we're pretty thorough in evaluating everybody, telling us where they are currently, and where we believe they will be as they progress through the season.
And lastly, John, what do you want to see from this team as it starts basically the second half of the season? I know the second half officially started yesterday, but you get a week off to do the self-scout, and then you got 7 games left.
That's right. Well, as we mentioned before, we want some consistency going forward. And now with our guys taking a week off, taking a little breather, coming back a little bit refreshed, and focused on what we have to do. So we've got a real nice run here the next 7 games. Buffalo on the docket, just to concentrate on Buffalo and see how we come back. But I think we have fire. We have intensity. We wanted to be physical, aggressive. I think we've proven that. I think we've proven we're resilient. And I think we prove that we're going to compete with anybody. So take all those elements and just be consistent with it across the board. I think we'll be okay.